We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
In the morning, you gonna
wake up in the morning. I'm talking right
now. You're about to experience a morning show unlike any other.
Shout out to the Breakfast Club. I listen to y'all every morning.
What you guys are doing right now is the hub culture.
The Breakfast Club is my morning sit. I need it and I love it so much.
I feel like you're really not popping until you do the Breakfast Club.
I've been waiting to come to y'all show, man. I know you gotta be a big time celebrity to be up in here. You gotta be big time.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wake the fuck up!
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening? How's everybody feeling out there today?
I feel great, man. I went to go see a Broadway play last night for colored girls who have considered suicide when the rainbow is enough. Amazing. You know, I love going to a Broadway play, but to see that theater, to see all those black women on stage.
What's the name of it again?
For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough. It's a really famous play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they made it. Tyler Perry made it a movie, right? That was Tyler Perry, right?
Was it Tyler Perry? Somebody, you know what's great? I never saw the movie, but I read the play when I was in school.
I definitely saw For Colored Girls, the movie. That is an African-American horror story. Mm. I definitely saw For Colored Girls. Yeah, it was a screenplay by Tyler Perry, yep.
Yeah,
because Kimberly Elise was in it, and Kerry Washington, and who else was in that movie? I think Janet Jackson, Whoopi Goldberg, a lot of people was in that movie.
Yeah, that play was actually like a, you know, one of those plays when I was in school that we read in school.
Mm-hmm.
So to see that on Broadway is amazing, and the director, I think she's only the second black woman to direct a Broadway play.
Wow.
So that was a huge deal, and that play was on Broadway at that same theater. I think it was long decades ago. So for them to bring it back.
As the movie?
You know, it's definitely a hard watch. I brought my friend Laura with me. It's her first time ever going to a Broadway play.
Really?
Yeah. And
what up, Laura?
When I tell you people were in there crying, I mean, there were some moments of joy, but there were some very depressing moments as well. But it certainly makes you think and reflect about your own life. And so,
I don't remember no moments of joy from the movie. I just remember watching that movie years ago, because that came out a long time ago, at least a decade. Mm-hmm. And I just remember saying, that's an African-American horror story.
Jesus Christ. Sisterhood is so important, though, too. Mm. And as much as we go through, we really can support each other.
I remember
through those things.
In the movie, was Michael Ealy in the movie? I feel like Michael Ealy was in the movie, and he was nuts.
I'm sure the play is way different, because there's no men in this. It's all women.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so shout out to everybody. Dee Woods is in the play, actually, and she did an amazing job. So shout out to Dee Woods.
Dope. Mm-hmm. Shout out to everybody out that came out to Bookends, New Jersey. I had a book signing in Jersey last night. This was my second one in Jersey. So I salute everybody that came out. And definitely salute to everybody that drove from distances to come to that book signing. Like, you're so surprised at the amount of people and the support and the love that you get. We had people that drove from Boston, which was like a 4-hour drive. People that came from D.C., people that came from Virginia, just to get an autograph copy, a signed copy of the book from me and my wife. So I just want to say salute to all you guys. And I appreciate you guys' support for the book, man. I've seen the reviews, and the reviews are great. All the places that buy books are having to restock because they ran out of books. So it's amazing. And I just want to say thank you for everybody. Drop a bomb for everybody out there, man.
I appreciate the love so much.
Make sure you call the Clues Bomb. Yeah, shout the Clue.
How many people come in line and say, hey, man, you know, I had problems making my wife orgasm, too. And then, like, you know, that's like a bonded thing.
No, more women come up to me and say, you know, I appreciate it because now I can have this conversation with my man or my husband.
Damn, that's rough.
So it's like that. My man
don't be making me orgasm, so thank you for opening up this conversation. That's hard. Yeah, it is a conversation.
Because a lot of people say they don't necessarily get to have that conversation. So the fact that we opened it up to have that conversation, and then, you know, a lot of women are grateful. A lot of dudes are grateful as well. And one dude came up to me. He's from Boston. He was like, "Hey, I just want to let you know that I don't think that you and Charlamagne, the games that y'all playing, are gay. Me and my friends play those same games all the time.
Okay.
And I think that you and Charlamagne should write a book together.
And I also think that you should have continued the conversation. You should have said to him, well, have you and your friends actually had sex? And what you might be surprised to find out is he probably would say, yeah, but that doesn't make us gay. There's a lot of those people out there, too. You do realize that, right?
What are you saying? Yeah.
There's a lot of men out there that have sex with each other who don't consider themselves gay. So you should have dug deeper into the conversation to see how far him and his friends have actually went. And then you probably would have been like, whoa, wait a minute now. You don't go that far. All right.
The fact that he came up to me and said that I play the same games as you and Charlamagne, I was like, what?
You should have found out what those games were, because they might not be them same games. Okay. Nope. They might actually be playing Stanky Finger.
Nope.
All right.
Okay.
Left it alone. All right. Well, Marlon Wayans will be joining us this morning.
Yes, Marlon Wayans. His HBO Max specials, Headliners, doesn't that come out today? HBO Max?
Comes out today or tomorrow, one of them. So.
The 21st, I thought.
Yeah, that's today.
Yeah.
So we're going to kick it with Marlon Wayans. Did y'all smoke any for 420? Any of y'all?
Nah, I didn't do that. I like edibles, though. I'm not a smoker. I don't like smoke.
I was working all day yesterday. I had to do some things for Essence, for the Essence Festival, and then I did the play after that. So I was out all day. You can't just smoke in the street.
Actually, you can.
Yes.
In New York?
Yes. If you'll be out here blowing
I know
down
in New
street.
Jersey, today's the day.
New York, New Jersey. But.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, the NBA last night, the Celtics beat the Nets 114-107. 76ers beat the Raptors 104-101. And the Bulls beat the Bucks 114-110. Did y'all watch any of the games?
I did.
I was out.
Only surprise was the Bulls beating the Bucks to me. It's not a surprise anything else, especially the Celtics-Nets game. Not a surprise to anybody who actually watches basketball. So Celtics have the best defense in the league. They're just a much bigger team than the Nets. And they are simply being out-coached. Salute to Coach Udoka running circles around Steve Nash. Steve Nash is not a good coach, and I don't know how he avoids all the scrutiny.
If he was anybody else, they'd be throwing him
under the bus on First Take and all those other shows.
I would say Kyrie had a bad game last night. He only had 10 points.
That's not a bad game, though. The Celtics defense is causing them problems. They'd be locking up KD, too.
No, KD had 27, but...
Yeah, but he had to earn those 27 points. Celtics was all over KD last night. They were giving him fits.
All right, what else we got, Yeezy?
All right, well, there's a newly released 911 call that indicates that NFL quarterback Dwayne Haskins was telling his wife that he was going to get gas before he was fatally struck by a dump truck last week, and here is that call.
Broward County Regional Communications, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling because my husband, he was stuck on the side of the highway. He had to go walk and get gas, and I kept calling and kept calling. He wouldn't answer. And I just want somebody to go in the area and see if his car is there, if he's okay. That's just not right to him for him not to, you know, call me back and his phone to go get me. He was stranded by himself. He was walking, though.
So I don't want you to panic, but I'm going to be honest with you. You do have an incident on the highway, but I can't confirm if that's your husband or not.
Ooh, that's tough.
Jesus Christ, man. Mm-mm-mm. Why did they release those calls to the public?
Okay, I think it's public knowledge, but, you know, in the first case...
Well, I guess it shows what was happening, because people were wondering why he was walking, you know, what was happening.
Didn't the guy say he was jogging on the highway?
Yeah.
Made up this whole story of him jogging?
Exactly, so now this shows you what really happened.
Where did he even come up with that? How do you make that up? He ran out of gas and was trying to get gas.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know he wasn't jogging, like running with the can in his hand? Or like trying to get, you know, like he... Like,
he wasn't working out.
Yeah, they made it seem like he was working out, running down the side of the highway. That's what...
Oh.
That's what they said at first.
Mm-hmm. All right, so he was struck by the front left side of a dump truck that was driving in the center lane of a 3-lane highway. And I guess the driver of a vehicle in the lane veered left to try to avoid hitting him. But the right side tires of the undercarriage partially contacted Haskins, according to the report. Mm-mm-mm. All right. Well, that is your front page news.
So damn sad. Rest in peace. And again, condolences to his family.
Absolutely. That's heartbreaking.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or...
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is Chris from Lancaster, PA. How you doing?
Chris, PA. Get it off your chest.
Hey, MV, I just want to tell you I ordered your book, man. I can't wait to read it. Amazon, it should be here tomorrow. I'm happy about that.
I appreciate that, brother.
My wife and I are going to read it together because, you know, we've been having issues too, and we're trying to get through it. So hopefully that could inspire us, you know. So I appreciate you. And it's Thursday, man. It's Thursday. One more day to the weekend.
Just, you know, I think that'll be a great read for you and your wife, and y'all read it together and to go over, the, you know, certain chapters. And then if you got questions or whatever, just hit me in the DMs. I've been hitting people all day. Me and the wife have been hitting people, talking to people about their relationships and talking to people about what we've been going through. And people have been saying we've been helping a lot. So I appreciate
and
you getting
and
the book,
know. Let them know you went to therapy, too, now.
Well, I didn't go to actual therapy, but I had therapy, though. I didn't, you know, go to a therapist, but I did seek therapy during that time.
So...
That's what's up, man. Y'all blessed, man. And congratulations, man.
Thank you so much. What are you going to say?
Y'all have a good one.
You too. What are you going to say?
You saw therapy, but not from a therapist.
Right, from a pastor.
Right, so, okay.
Yeah, I didn't go to an actual therapist, but it's still therapy at the end of the day.
Those mm-hmm. are good too, brother. Mm-hmm. Secret mm-hmm. spiritual leaders are great.
Mm-hmm. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is T from Michigan.
Peace,
hey,
T.
Hey, T.
I just want to let Charlamagne know that, you know, just because women fake orgasms does not mean that the sex is trash. Women are emotional beings. All of that, all of us being treated right, not cheated on, things like that. So if his wife haven't came out to him yet, she definitely has because he a little cocky.
Why are you worried about me and my wife doing the bedroom?
Charlamagne is definitely not giving away orgasms out here.
Me and my wife.
Because Envy be faking it with Charlamagne.
I want to let y'all know I listen to y'all every morning. I'm a bus driver, so I never get the call.
See, you
but
tell them.
Man, I just had to let you know that.
And if
we
you
share
don't
the
think
same birthday, so I ain't against you, but
you're
I just
a cancer?
Had to let you know. Bro, your wife have definitely done fake.
Are you a cancer?
I am.
So if you a cancer,
birthday,
then you
same
know.
Same day, same year.
Okay. Oh, all right. So 6/29/78. So you know as well as I do that we are emotional beings. You just said orgasms are mostly emotional. I don't have a big penis. So everything I do is rooted in emotion.
Exactly.
So that should tell you something.
No, I don't have anything to do with that. Women are emotional. All of that takes play when it comes to the bedroom with us.
That's my point. All I know is emotional connections. I don't have a big penis. All I can do is connect with my wife emotionally.
T, how many times have you faked the orgasm, T?
She probably be telling you in a minute, but don't be heartbroken.
T, how many times have you faked the orgasm?
Oh, plenty.
Geesh.
So you a liar, T.
But I think
Am
it's good.
Am I a liar?
You are a liar.
No, I'm not.
If you're faking an orgasm and you're not telling the man you're faking it, you're lying.
No, she's an actress.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you don't want to hurt their feelings because, you know, sometimes you want to please your man even if you ain't in the mood. And so you got to, you know, act like you're moaning. You know, it that happened. It's real.
Go back in your shell, my cancer sister.
Thank
please.
You, T.
All right.
Have a great day, y'all.
But you see what the book did? It opened up conversations, which we wanted. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's to help you complete your playlist with music that fits your vibe. You love podcasts? We have thousands of them. Like Crime Junkie, TED Talk, Smartless, and more. Download the free iHeartRadio app and discover music, radio, and podcasts you'll love.
Power 105.1. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out. Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Year. What's up, Henry?
What's up, Trav?
Yeah, what's up, Yee?
Hey, Trav.
What's up, Star? How are you?
Peace, sis. When the last time your butt had an orgasm?
What?
What? Red, listen, I'm not... Just, I mean, leave me alone. I'm not playing with you today. Listen, I'm calling because June is coming up. Pride Month is coming up. And every year, I call up here and say, I want y'all to do something for Pride Month. Can y'all please finally have RuPaul on and Saucy Santana?
Oh, I love Saucy Santana.
Like, he would be perfect to have in June for Pride Month. Y'all could really have Saucy Santana come up. And Saucy Santana, if you're listening, I've been trying to get in contact with you because I went to my weird bitches talk.
Let me tell you something. I love watching how Saucy Santana has really grown as an artist. Really, really dope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to the strip club. He was at the strip club this weekend. And I went down there, sat down there for 3 hours watching a bunch of girls shaking ass that I didn't want to see just so I can meet him. And the security guards being a boho.
Oh, damn.
Right? A butthole? Okay. All right.
What's you don't know what to do with buttholes, Trav? All of a sudden, you don't know what to do with buttholes, huh?
Envy, Charlamagne threw me the alley-oop, and the ball is still sitting in the air for my song to be in your mix.
Nope. Envy said he don't want to talk to you because you don't know what to do with buttholes. He said that man's security was being a butthole, and you didn't know what to do. So he's disappointed in you, Trav. So am I.
I'm leaving all balls in the air today, Trav. Sorry.
Bye, y'all.
Grow up.
You grow up.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Yo, what's up, Breakfast Club?
What's up?
Good. What's
peace, King.
On, yo? You know, I always hear some wagons on here. Yo, what's up, Breakfast Club? What the f*** is good? I give a pound and that.
What's
and
happening?
I give a hug back. Just go with sweat.
Did he just start rapping?
I didn't even ask.
You wanna make you out, wanna touch it like crack.
We just gotta
you
salt it.
A nigga can't even mac and steak. Check my tent with that from the man in black. Get that sh** from my head. It's gray, not black. Either way, step back. 6 feet, 8 feet.
Wake up.
I'm out in the streets, in the dirt like cleats. Me and my peeps trying not get hurt by police. My dog's running wild out here, no leash.
Y'all still listening to this?
Yeah.
Y'all still listening to this?
No.
He just went. All right.
He got on denim jeans, shorts, some construction Timberlands, a chew stick in his mouth right now.
A Yankee fitted.
Right?
Yo, you right?
I knew it.
Have a blessed day, sir. Jesus Christ. My goodness. And new Pusha T come out tomorrow, though.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name's Shantae from Sumter, South
Carolina. Hey, Sumter, South Carolina, home of the god Ja Morant.
That's right. Hey, Charlamagne. Hey, Angela Yee.
Hey, boo.
Hey. Well, I'm calling this morning because I'm mad. My boyfriend of 2 years just left me. for this girl at his job, and I'm 8 months pregnant.
What?
So I'm just mad this morning. Yay.
Ain't no good gonna come to him at all, period.
Exactly. So I'm just trying to get through it, and I want to thank y'all.
How can that woman at his job feel okay with that, too?
Does she know?
I know.
She...
When I talked to her, I talked to her for 2 hours.
Damn.
And she's cool with it. Like, she was like, oh, well, my bad. I'm sorry he did that to you. I'm going to still be with him. And I'm like, well, okay, if you want him, have him.
Yeah. She's going to do the same thing to him.
Did she know he had a girlfriend?
I mean, he going to do the same thing to her.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
She knew. She said when she first started working there, he was talking about me the whole time, telling her how he was unhappy and I was crazy and everything. And she still decided to be with him.
All right, she gonna learn. She gonna get hers. You just be healthy for your baby and sit back and watch the show.
Thank you.
After you put him on child support.
Please. Oh, trust me, I already filed a paperwork.
Okay. Yes, I'm gonna send you some book. I got some copies of Anita Kopach's Shallow Waters. I'm gonna send to you.
All right, thank you.
Put it on your chest. 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and A$AP Rocky was arrested at LAX after returning from Barbados. We'll tell you what happened. This was something that was unexpected.
All right, we'll get into that next.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Breakfast Club, good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay. Go ahead. Tease what you was going to tease.
No, go.
All right. Well, A$AP Rocky was arrested at LAX after getting back from Barbados on vacation with Rihanna. Now, according to an LAPD press release, they said his arrest is related to a November 6th shooting in Hollywood. At around 10:20 p.m. the night, there was an argument between two acquaintances outside the W Hollywood Hotel. Things escalated, according to police, and the suspect, A$AP Rocky, allegedly fired a gun at the unidentified victim who suffered a minor injury. And then allegedly they're saying that he fled the scene with two other males. He was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, according to police. The case will now be presented to the L.A. District Attorney. Now, he did post $550,000 bail, and so we will keep you updated on what's happening. I had no idea something like this was going to happen.
I'm not going to lie. That story just sounds so unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like A$AP Rocky and two of his guys just randomly start shooting at somebody.
Yeah, no idea. Yeah. So I guess as things progress, we'll learn more and report that to you as well.
And how did that never get leaked to the media until now?
That's weird.
Like that how? Is weird, yeah. A$AP Rocky's got no small deal out here in these streets. How did the media not hear about that until right now?
And that was an alleged shooting. It wasn't like a fight. It was an alleged shooting.
A shooting when somebody got hit in L.A.? I don't know. This sounds fake.
All right, now, Bad Baby, she wants y'all to stop calling her the Cash Me Outside girl. Here's what she told TMZ.
No, it's not something that I'm just,
Oh, yes, I'm so in love with being the girl who got famous for being on Dr. Phil and saying some crazy. No, that's not how I feel. There's way more things. Call me the Gucci flip-flops girl, the hot girl, the girl who got a $1 million makeup deal, the girl who made over $50 million on only. Call me whatever the you want. But when you try to find a way to just be annoying about something, it's just kind of weird.
She's making some money.
She just bought a $6.1 million house, all cash.
All cash.
Yes, in Florida. Yeah.
And she has a $4 million house around the block. They said when she started OnlyFans, they said
she made $1 million
in just 6 hours. She made $1 million. She's making some bread.
Yeah, she's not wrong. And if all those things she said about her money is true, but what she has to understand is that's just the way people are, man. Jealousy and envy is real, and folks will discredit all your accomplishments simply because it's not them, and they will attempt to reduce you to the version of you they're comfortable with. So they don't want to talk about the money you make and the things you accomplish. Nah, she's just a chick who wowed out on Dr. Phil. But thank God that your growth doesn't depend on what people think. And also, maybe folks don't know Cash Me Outside Girl and Bad Barbie are the same person. Because I don't be knowing it until somebody says it. Bad, see?
Exactly. Yeah, you said Bad Bunny. That's an artist.
Bad Baby.
He said Bad Barbie.
Oh, Bad Barbie. I don't even know who Bad Barbie is.
No
maybe
one.
Maybe folks don't know that they're the same person.
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't.
I don't know either.
I didn't know.
Until it's explained, like, oh, that's the young lady
that's
from
the same,
Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, NeNe Leakes is suing Real Housewives of Atlanta. And she's suing Bravo, and she says that's because of racism being accepted on the show. So she said she complained to executives for years about racist remarks from Kim Zolciak, who is white, and she's the only person, she says, that suffered consequences. It names NBC, Universal, Bravo, production companies, True Entertainment, and Truly Original executives from the companies, and Housewives executive producer Andy Cohen as the defendants. So according to her lawsuit, she says that they fostered a corporate and workplace culture in which racially insensitive and inappropriate behavior is tolerated, if not encouraged. The suit says back in 2012, Kim made racially offensive and stereotypical comments about the new home of Candy Burris, calling her neighborhood a ghetto and perpetuating a racial stereotype in an offensive comment about whether Burris needed a swimming pool. Also in the first season, she alleges that the cast was planning to attend a barbecue, and Kim responded to the idea with, I don't want to sit around with NeNe and eat chicken. And she says that perpetuated an offensive stereotype about African Americans. She says that after she complained to execs overseeing the show, they did not terminate their relationship with Kim nor take any meaningful action to put an end to her racially offensive behavior. And if anything, they did reward her by giving her her own spinoff.
Mm. I mean, I want NeNe to get her money. And it's always tricky with those racism cases because we know systemic racism is in everything. We know this. It's just always hard to prove, especially in a court of law.
According to the suit, they said negotiations for the season, the 13th season, came as the Black Lives Matter movement was gaining major momentum. She was a vocal supporter of that. And executives wanted to sideline her from talking about the cause, keeping her off early episodes where they would address Black Lives Matter, according to this lawsuit. And so those are some of the things that she is alleging.
But didn't they let Portia be on there? Portia be at protest and everything with Hotel Freedom and, you know, Tamika Mallory and all of them.
Yeah.
They showed all of that. So that's gonna be kind of tough, NeNe.
All right. Well, that is your rumor reports.
I'm sure that the production company will point right to that and be like, Portia was over here protesting and doing X, Y, and Z. So why would we ever keep her off the show for that?
Yeah, they show her get arrested and everything, I believe.
Yep.
All right. Well, we got front page news next. What are we talking about, Yeezy?
Yes, to add to more confusion about wearing these masks, Department of Justice has appealed the ruling by a federal judge that actually struck down the mask mandate for mass transportation.
I'm confused. So I got a flight this weekend. Do I have to wear my mask or not? Which one is it?
I say bring it with you just in case. You're probably going to wear it anyway.
Yep.
But can I take it off just in case? All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. Make the switch to the General Insurance, and you could save over $500 on your car insurance. Imagine what you could do with that money, right? Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's happening?
How y'all feeling?
Blessed, black, and highly favored, baby.
Let's get in some front page news.
All right, now the Celtics beat the Nets last night, 114-107. The 76ers beat the Raptors, 104-101. And the Bulls beat the Bucks, 114-110.
I really don't understand how Steve Nash escapes slander. He is not a good coach. He has no idea what to do with KD and Kyrie not cooking. He just be hoping somebody on the Nets gets hot to keep them in the game. And he can't create any defensive scheme to stop any team once they get going. But for some reason, he always avoids the slander. I don't understand it.
Well, what else we got, Yeezy?
Well, the Justice Department appealed a ruling by a federal judge that struck down the mask mandate for mass transportation. And that is following a recommendation by the CDC. They said it is CDC's continuing assessment that at this time, an order requiring masking in the indoor transportation corridor remains necessary for the public health. CDC will continue to monitor public health conditions to determine whether such an order remains necessary. CDC believes this is a lawful order well within CDC's legal authority to protect public health. So I don't know if this means now that when you fly, you do have to mask up while they're appealing.
Yeah, what does it mean?
I don't know.
I'm confused. You just confused me. Yesterday, I didn't have to wear a mask. Today, I don't know if I have to wear a mask. Friday, do I have to wear one or not?
Hey, here's a recommendation from the CTG, okay? Just keep your mask on you. So if you have to put it on, you have one to put on. Other than that, I don't know either.
All right, well, Jen Psaki said that Americans have a choice as to whether they will wear a mask on an airplane following that court rule banning the federal mask mandates on planes, trains, and other public transportation.
She's still there?
Yeah.
I thought she was taking the job at MSNBC. I guess she hasn't started yet.
So, yeah, so for now, she's saying that you should. I got to fly tomorrow, too, and I will be wearing my mask on the flight. So there you have it. And I went to a Broadway play yesterday. Everybody was required to wear a mask in there. It doesn't matter. The whole play, you had to sit there with your mask on. They actually had somebody holding a sign that said mask up and watching you. And they actually made an announcement before the play started, like, do not take your mask off. All right, now former President Donald Trump was on Piers Morgan, and they're going to air this for Piers Morgan Uncensored, his new show, April 25th. But here is a trailer of what happens. They make it seem like he walked out of the interview.
Okay, Piers, I'm ready.
A former president in denial.
I'll be completely straight with you to your face.
I think I'm a very honest man, much more honest than you, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a free and fair match. You lost.
Only a fool would think.
You think I'm a fool?
I do now. Yeah.
With
excuse
respect.
Me.
Okay. With respect. The legislature. The hard evidence.
Excuse me.
The most explosive interview of the year.
I don't think you're real.
This I realize is just, I'm not like.
Very dishonest. Let's finish up the interview.
Morgan versus Trump.
Turn the camera off. Very dishonest.
Amazing content. Can't wait to watch.
Yes, and so according, and they made it seem like he walked out if you watched the trailer, but according to Donald Trump's team, they're saying that that did not happen, and they did release a clip that shows them laughing and thanking each other at the end of the interview.
Question. Yeah,
Trump would never walk out. Trump makes people walk out. He would never walk out.
Question. The other day I seen a video of Joe Biden giving a speech, and then he turned to the right
hilarious
to shake somebody's hand.
Hilarious.
And then there was nobody there.
Hilarious.
And then he looked around with like dazed and confused. You know,
hilarious.
Was that real?
That was real. So what are you asking? Who's funnier, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? I think Donald Trump is more, I don't know, because neither one of them are intentionally trying to be funny.
Bro.
Trump does intentionally try to be funny. He does try to crack jokes and stuff. Yes.
But he had his hand out. It's, to like waiting for somebody to shake it, but there was nobody there.
Andrew Schultz has a great joke about that. But yes, I think Joe
Biden. That was
Biden,
real?
That was real.
So this is early signs of dementia. Or this ain't even early signs of dementia.
I don't know. Maybe he was shaking the hand of a ghost. We don't know. Maybe he got invisible secret security. We don't know about. This is the government we're talking about. Maybe somebody was standing there in an invisible suit and Joe Biden could see them, but we couldn't.
But then he looked left, and then he looked right, and then he didn't know where to go. He was just standing there for a second.
Because think about it. If I'm standing there in an invisible suit to protect the president, when he turns to shake my hand, I can't shake his hand because then everybody will know that I'm there.
Oh.
So I got to be like, yo, Mr. President, come on. You know you're not supposed to be shaking my hand right now.
You know what? Yeah, you figured it out. See?
That was, you know what else was funny? Did you see when he had the Easter Bunny as his PR?
Yes.
That was hilarious. When they started asking him about Ukraine and then the Easter Bunny interfered, instead of PR, he had a BR, a bunny rabbit.
Oh, man. This is comedy.
That's how you better look at it.
But he's the president.
Hey, you better laugh. You got to laugh to keep from crying. You better look at it as a comedy. That's it.
You sure nobody, like took the person out? You know how you can, like, edit the thing and make the person, like, there's nobody there? And
no, that was real.
That was real?
That was real.
Oh,
that
boy.
Was real. I've gotten left hanging before when you try to give somebody that, but there was
bro,
actually
there was nobody
a person
there. There was nobody there.
How you get left hanging and there's nobody there? Jesus Christ.
Oh, my goodness.
This is America.
This is America. All right. Well, when we come back, Marlon Wayans will be joining us, and he'll really be here, so we can really shake his hand and touch him. So we're going
to
talk.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Talk to him next. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Comedian, actor, and a whole bunch of other things. Marlon Wayans. Welcome, sir.
Happening, y'all. How you doing? You look great.
Thank you. You do too.
You aging backwards.
It be like that sometimes.
You've gotten so light that disappeared, huh? Sounds that lightener. Hey, how you doing?
Charlamagne's out of town. He's with the kiddies this week.
So oh, go on, be a father. Black man, be a father. So
look,
you can
that,
mean
right,
what you say in your books.
There you go.
Yes.
How's everything with you, man?
I'm good, man. I'm living, man. Trying to be somebody. Still trying to be somebody. Mm. Every day I wake up, I'm like, I gotta be somebody.
Why? You done did everything. You done did movies. You done did comedy.
Because then you die, right? I got to keep striving for shit so I could keep living.
Got you.
Everybody's like, yo, they starting to call me like, yo, legend.
OG.
And I'm like, OG. I'm like, you look older than me with your drunk ass
but
self.
You can still be young
and weed mouth.
And be legendary. You could be young and legendary.
Yeah, but I'm still doing it. Like in my mind and in my head and in my grind, like the first 30 years was just like learning.
Mm-hmm.
These next 30, that's when it all clicks. I've been writing 30 years. A creator, I've been creating 30 years. As a producer, I've been producing 30 years. As an actor, I've been acting for 40 years. As a comedian now, I'm doing comedy. I'm on my 12th year. Comedy tour coming out. Actually, it's called Microphone Fiend. Check my website, Marlon Wayans Official, or the link in my bio, my Instagram. I'm in a city near you, starting April 30th at the Netflix is a Joke in LA at the Palace Theater. Get your tickets. All right, now back to
good.
This.
Yeah.
Good transition. Go.
Yeah, the plug man. You just get to this place now where now you just got to put it all together,
mm-hmm.
right? It's like knowing when to be what. It's like you just keep learning, and in different situations you do a different thing. And now the dramatic skills is coming out.
Bel Air, baby.
Yeah.
I was so excited to see mm-hmm. you on there playing that role, even though you were a jerk. But it was
a role.
I
appreciate that. I like when I do drama or I do something that people don't know me for. People like love me being lovable and silly and, you know, showing my ass or something silly, or, you know what I mean? Like, you know, smoking weed in a movie or
what
a dog.
What are you doing over here?
I'm trying to find my shades away. So to actually do something where, you know, people hate you. Like when I did Respect, I had all these sisters, all the black women was mad at me. I was walking down the street. after the screening, and some girl, some black woman pushed it. I'm mad at you. I said, what? And then three other girls came up. I'm mad at you the way you hit Aretha like that. I was like, it's a movie. It's a movie. Yeah, but Marlon, I like you as Marlon, but I don't like when I don't like you, and I don't like you, so you did a good job. I was like, thank you.
You pushed me? No, you did do a good job because you were definitely a toxic partner in Respect.
I got toxic shit in me, I guess. I never thought I did. Life, I think, is so funny the way it all kind of unfolds. And if you're really in tune with your walk and you're really in tune with destiny and you're really in tune with alchemy and the journey of life and dealing with things, everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the depth that I have now because as a kid, I was always... Although I grew up in the hood and everything, I was protected. I had all my brothers and sisters ahead of me. I had, you know, all my niggas. Like, I was the little golden boy that was like, nah. I mean, I'd fight or whatever, but I was always protected. And I never really had a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the last 3 years, I understood pain. Mm. After I lost my mama, I was like, oh, I get it. There's this thing behind your smile that is a forever hurt, a forever pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't play these roles until now. And now it's like that. I got a darker side. I've been through things. Life has developed to make me a better artist. And I know it sounds crazy, but if you use life the right way, then, you know, I think that's the purpose of the journey. And as an artist, even my comedy, I'm pulling from my pain. I'm pulling from the hurt. That's the fun about the comedy is, yo, this is talking about his dead mom. Why am I laughing?
How do you do that?
Because it's my therapy.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts so much. I got to talk about it. And you know what's funny? There's people in the crowd who lost their parents or is losing their parents. And they'll be laughing and crying. And it's like a dope journey. And at the end, you get these arousing applause because, yo, you made me feel better about what has happened or what will happen, mm-hmm. or I'm gonna call my mom and let her know I love her now. Like, mm-hmm. your set's gonna mean something. So the story and the gravity of my sets is not just about what's funny in the world and this and that. That's easy. You start talking about, like, that f***s you up, that you have to, I call my therapist. I need to talk to you. I gotta unpack. See, that's a therapist word.
Yeah, unpack.
When you have to unpack, I hit that up. Yo, Ronnie. I need an hour. I got you.
Is there anything about your life that you won't discuss and that you won't talk about?
Nah, I like to be an open book.
Yeah.
I have no shame. Mm-hmm. There's nothing I'm ashamed of. And if I am ashamed, I really want to talk about that.
I believe you.
When did you get to that point? Were you always like that, or did you have to get to that point?
I'm always like that. Like, mm-hmm. if I have discussions or I have a sit down with somebody, even when, like, I'm dating, like, I just tell all my secrets, so there ain't none. This is me. Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, they be like, what? Well, that's you. I'm not going to tell you. You have to find my dirt.
Do you Google people like when you start dating?
Nah, I like to figure it out. I want to figure out the mess. That's the fun part. Mm-hmm. I like the surprise. Oh, man, you a hoe? Oh, that's dope.
That's dope.
Oh, man, I wonder why that was so good. That is so dope. You should have just said that. If you're meeting a 30-year-old woman, she has 30 years of life before you.
Mm-hmm.
You think her life starts when you enter her life? No, you have to accept the journey.
I think a lot of people they look at how people take what they're doing, right? And the only reason I say this, I wrote a book recently, right?
Ooh, get your plug in.
No,
what book is this, DJ Envy?
It's Real Life, Real Love.
Ooh, let me see that. Right, Real Life, Real Love. Oh, with wifey. Damn. Ooh. I'm reading this. Can I get a copy?
Yeah, that's yours.
Oh, man. Bang.
But the biggest thing that people took out of it was the first 10 years of our relationship, my wife faked her orgasms.
For 10 years.
Damn. She's a hell of an actor. She needs an Oscar.
Yeah. Let's get her a role.
You couldn't tell.
Let's get her a role in
something. Oh my God. You walk around. I did that.
But then when she told me, I was crushed. But remember, we were together since 16 and 15, so I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
She was my first. So I'm trying, you know, I'm watching porno, trying to figure out. I'm thinking I'm doing it.
Porno is the worst to try to make somebody have an orgasm.
No, there's some good ones out there.
No, but not to make somebody have an orgasm.
No, because they think it's the beating of this.
Yes,
and it's like, you
got to.
It's a relationship. You and a vagina is a relationship. Like,
yes.
You got to talk to it. You have to get to know it. You have to understand every woman likes something different. And you have to respect that. You got to get to know what she likes. Some women like fingers, some don't. Some like tongue, some like it. I met a girl that liked hers bitten.
No.
I can only do that one time, and I was like, I can't do this to a clitoris. I'm so sorry. But
I was just saying that just to be open and honest, I had to be, but it made our relationship so much stronger.
Right.
And when I put it out there, of course the fellas laugh, but so many women was like, I don't know why they laughing. Because I've been faking for a long time. It made me, I got to the point where I don't care. And,
right.
And being open and free, hopefully I think it helps other people. That's why I respect what you say when you say, I'm open. I can talk about anything. And I think people get a lot from that.
So yeah. I have a question because I didn't get to ask this before since Embry brought up.
That's messed up because we can't fake orgasms. Dude.
Yes, you can't. Guys have said they fake orgasms.
He a liar. What's he doing? Spitting? No.
No, I ain't going to lie. On lip service,
lying. He don't fake no orgasm.
If you have a condom on, you can just get up and go to the bathroom.
Don't bang with a condom. Well, sometimes.
Marlon, come on.
But you can't feel it go bop, 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 bop because it squeezes. Bop, 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 bop. Six squeezes. Bop, 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 bop.
Six squeezes.
And then like a seven and an eight and a nine. Little tremors. You can't feel that?
Well, I don't know if anybody's ever done it, but on lip service, guys have said that they have faked orgasms because they knew it wasn't going to happen.
I can't fake it. As soon as the...
Have you ever not orgasmed then?
Oh, yeah, there's times that I don't orgasm. That's fine.
And then what do you do? You just stop?
I save it for later. You got yours, I'm good. As long as she gets hers, that's great sex for me.
All right, we got more with Marlon Wayans. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Marlon Wayans. Now we gotta ask.
Yes.
Will Smith, Chris Rock.
God damn it. I thought I was gonna get out of this.
He's like, tired of talking about this.
You got my white publicist shaking her head. Don't you do it. Don't you.
What was your thought?
Do it.
You're cool with Will. You're cool with Chris.
God, don't do it. Oh, my God. I thought you guys.
You are Will Smith's father.
Well, here's the thing. Well, Bel Air, I got the call from Will. Will actually texted me. This was pre-slap. If it was afterward, I'd be like looking at that phone like, I don't know. They're both friends of mine.
Correct.
It was hard for me. It's like watching two brothers fight. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me because I've known Will 20 years. Mm-hmm. I've known Chris Rock since I was 12. Mm. And I felt bad because I'm a brother, right? Mm. And as a brother, I felt bad for Tony Rock and Jordan because now you're pushing my loyalty. A brother is the most special thing in the world. You hear Tony Rock, my brother? That's what I would feel.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he slapped Chris, but you know, if he slapped Tony, that was going to be a whole nother. You know, Tony's a sense of humor away from a long prison system. I mean, and it was unfair. I'm like, yo, I know you in your moment, Will, and I love you, bro, but you can't hit Chris over a joke. That's Chris. Chris cracks jokes. That's what he does. You know what I mean? It's like, and he too small. You know, you play action movies. You know, Iron Legend. You doing behind the back push-up, pull-ups and lifting weights. And Chris plays crackheads. The only heaviest thing this ever lifted was a crack pipe in New Jack City. Why right. would you hit little Chris Rock? Now, if Will slapped the Rock, I'd be like, that gangster. Like I said, that's hard for me because I love them both. And I just, you know, my prayers go out to both of them. And, you know, that's humiliating. I've been humiliated publicly before. Not in a slap. My brothers put me in a little suit on the Emmys. Mm-hmm. And that hurt me to this day.
I need to Google this.
It hurt
Is
me
it
to
this
Yeah, they put me in a little suit, played a prank on me in front of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that kind of humiliation. And I will say to my brother.
You really humiliated?
Yeah, I was mad at my brothers. I wanted to fight them. I wanted to slap them. I was so mad. I was in the car, in the limousine, like, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. I told Keenan, f*** you. And he was like 260 pounds. And what happened and transpired, I know Chris is hurt and he's humiliated. But from this, he will be better.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more greater for a comedian than humiliation. Because learning to deal with that, now you come out the gate, now you got these jokes, and now you're building a bigger, better you. I told Will, hey man, and I felt bad because I was like, that brother got to be going through some mental health.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take that serious enough. What we witnessed was that brother cracked. And I was concerned. I was just like, yo, bro, enjoy your moment, but afterwards, you need to go unpack and go sit in a 3-hour therapy session for the next 5 weeks and figure out where you are. It's hard to uphold black excellence for 30 years. I've been black all right in this. Ain't that much pressure. No, I ain't got my shit together. You know what I mean?
Did you speak to both of them? Or?
Yeah, I text them both. Like I said, they're both friends of mine. I just felt like it was not a good look for either. Now, I do have a shitload of jokes on it, but I'm not going to crack them because I love them both.
Got you.
And I'm not going to use this platform to make fun of my brothers, especially, you know, we all black together. We all comedians together. We're all actors together. Seeing that, I felt like I slapped myself on that stage. I was depressed.
Did you think it was fake at first?
I did, because of the way he walked back to his seat.
Correct.
It was like he was under a spell. It was like when Jada rolled her eyes up in the head, she put a spell on him, and the spirit of Tupac jumped in this nigga and was like, West Side? So I thought it was fake. Then I seen Rock's expression, and knowing Rock, and he stayed in it. And I was like, oh, that was real. Mm.
And then he was still screaming from the seat after that.
Yeah. And so, but you know, Rock handled it the right way. He was a real man that day. That's lack of reaction is one of the hardest things you could do.
Absolutely.
And like to Will, it's like, yo, you defeated the purpose because you took the name out of one comedian's mouth. And now it's in every comedian's mouth. So, I mean, it backfired in a lot of ways. And I just pray for all of them to get together, kumbaya, and heal. And in the meantime, I got a hilarious microphone 25 minutes theme on that.
Let's talk about punishment for you, okay?
What did I do?
Uh-oh.
Now, I saw on To Tell the Truth.
God damn, you bringing up all these hot button topics. Can we talk about Will and Chris for a second, please?
No, we fast forwarded now.
Can we go back to Will and Chris?
Let's talk about you.
What that happened?
Go ye.
People were pissed at you.
Yo, listen. What did I do?
You ripped the tag off a Beanie Baby or something.
Okay, but listen to me. Nobody said, hey, if you rip the tag off this, it has no value. I had no idea. I was just trying to figure out who was the owner of the collector,
the
Beanie Babies.
Right.
So I grabbed the thing. I said, I'll tell you who it is. If I took this here tag and I just ripped it off, mm-mm-mm, how would you react? Tears welled up in like three of their eyes.
And it's worth like $20,000.
Yeah, and Anthony was like, what did you do? I was like, you invited me onto this show. I don't need this. I'm doing you a favor, friend. He's like, but that's what the value of it. I don't know that that's the value of. That's like Chris knowing that Jada was going through alopecia. He don't know. I'm just cracking a joke. I see it. And by the way, G.I. Jane was actually a compliment. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many times I've off to G.I. Jane?
Oh, my goodness.
Can I say that?
You said it.
Okay, well, yeah, I sure did. And then Anthony, Cassius, you did your friend dirty because you cut the apology. I said sorry to that man. I didn't know. What the fuck a grown-ass black man is collecting little Teletubbies for? Anyway, I thought it was the white woman. I didn't know it was this.
Well, that would be too easy.
On Earth.
That would be too easy.
I would not thought it was him. So anyway, my point is, I think it's always hot. Y'all be asking me the wrong question.
No, I couldn't.
I be sweating. I purposely didn't have vitamins this morning, knowing
so
that I come here and sweat, because this is a fucking hot seat. And this whole evil nigga ain't even here. This is the evil questions. He left y'all with a list of evil questions, didn't he?
Oh, no.
He did. You're evil, Charlemagne.
All right, we got more with Marlon Wayans when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlemagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Marlon Wayans.
I was going to ask, you know, everybody's been talking about T.I. doing stand-up.
Yes.
What have your thoughts been on T.I.? Some people love him, some people hate him.
All the questions.
Everything.
So what are
you going to get me?
What are your
slapped
thoughts on
T.I.? Chris and Will. You're going to get me beat up by T.I. Oh, this nigga got gun charges. I don't know what to say. Here's... Okay. With T.I., I hit him up. I don't hit you in your best moment.
Mm-hmm.
I hit you in your worst moment. I put two or three calls into T.I. I love T.I. Hey, bro, I encourage him. You continue to do it. Because there's always going to be haters. There's always going to be somebody with something to say. You're supposed to be challenged like this because you're supposed to be humiliated like that to understand what you work walking into. Your T.I. status don't matter in comedy. You're learning a new experience. You're learning the rules of engagement. You're learning don't run the light. You're learning hostile audiences. This is going to make him a better artist. There's nothing to be discouraged about. There's nothing to write off. People always want to try and write off and test greatness. Nigga, I don't have to be great right now. Check me in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started stand-up comedy, I wasn't rocking like I am now. Come check me now. And the key is, you can't be afraid to fail. That's the key to success. T.I. has been super successful in many facets of his career. He's becoming successful as a producer. I don't doubt greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, New York is, I'm from here. You know these streets. We're the worst.
Like he said, it was premeditated.
They knew they was gonna boo that. They went to the show and they thought, I'm booing that. Y'all get fuck here for, he getting booed. That's the way we are. We mm-hmm. trolls. And I told him that. I was like, yo, we trolls, bro.
And what's the boo start? Can you bring it back? Because I feel like it would throw you off while you're on stage.
The what?
If people start booing, like, why? Because you said earlier on when you first started,
you can't pay
how hard is it to bring
it
back?
I never got booed, but I did get some silence. Okay. You know what I mean?
He stayed with it, though. He didn't move.
You have to.
He didn't move. He
because it's contagious. A boo is a contagious.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. Yeah,
it starts one here. You can't. I pay no attention. I don't give him time to boo. I'm telling you, this is what I'm doing. Here's my story. I know my set list. I know what I'm doing. I got enough jokes that I could leave my set list and go do something else. And I'll come up with a straight new 5 or a new 15 based on the topic. I'm good with that. But that takes time.
Mm-hmm.
He's new. But the only thing I could do is call my brother in his worst moment or text my brother in his worst moment, be like, yo, stay with it. Learn to laugh mm-hmm. at this moment, because you're going to have many more of these moments. Enjoy them. Because if you take them, you're going to be better.
All right. Now we got to get back to you.
Yes.
Headliners
comes out April 21st today.
That's right.
On HBO. It's a really funny special with guys that I opened for, that opened for me.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys that are on the show, they opened for me all across the world, the city. And tonight I opened for them and presented them, and they're the headliner. So, you know, 5 of the 25 or 50 funny comedians that I want to put on. I hope to make it a series. But mm-hmm. it's so good, and they look great, and everybody funny.
All right, what I wanted to ask you was this story that was circulating about...
Damn, you...
I know I got to do it.
I got to take this off. Damn it.
But about Robin, the role of Robin in Batman Returns, that they said you got paid to do the role, and then you also still get residuals from that movie.
I got paid $100,000,
mm-hmm.
and that was... to a 18-year-old dude that was from the projects, that shit was spent in all of like a week. It was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I still get $1.72 residuals.
So how
so
much
yes,
is that?
I did get the role, and now I get $1.72 as residuals. I ain't waiting on that check.
Off each one? Each time somebody watches it?
No.
Oh.
Every year I get a check for $1.72.
I thought you okay.
It is not. Trust me, it's not.
It sounded like you was getting rich off of that.
No, $1.72.
No, I'm saying the story was told. It was like he still gets paid off of every time.
No, I got $100,000 after taxes. That was $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then after agent, managers, and all that,
yeah,
I had
left
with $25,000. And then I bought my brother's Honda Accord EX from him for $14,000. And then I was down. Now I'm down to what, $10,000? Mm-hmm. And that was gone.
Out of all the movies you wrote, produced, what movies do you want to see as a sequel?
Scary Movie,
mm-hmm.
White Chicks, Sextuplets. I don't know why I would say Sextuplets and White Chicks, because that was the most work I ever did. But I got a
White
really...
Chicks was the funniest movie ever. When it first came out, you got a lot of flack, right?
Oh, we always get flack. We got flack for Don't Be a Menace. We've gotten flack. People be acting like...
But White Chicks is hilarious. Like, that's one of my favorite
movies. Don't Be a Menace is a classic.
Yeah, classic, right.
Scary Movie 1 and 2 are classic. Like, we do that in hindsight. You be like, yo, I didn't know that was that funny.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, because 30 years later, it's still funny.
Why not White Chicks too?
7 hours of makeup. We worked 14 hours after that. We slept 2 hours a day. And they keep coming to us with, hey, let's make White Chicks 2 for a $40 million budget. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do White Chicks 2, that is a movie that makes worldwide a couple of $100 million. We want to make a better, bigger movie than the first one. And that's going to cost you. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, that budget ain't going to be. We did the first one for $35, $40 million. Yo, we got to get paid too. It's like a $70 million White Chicks, let's go. $80 million White Chicks, let's go. You understand, when I go to Brazil, Everything stops. Like, sprinkle us. White chicks, that's all. They got dudes dressing up as white chicks, and there's a big buff dude that walk around with them. They have, like, they have white chicks parties, floats. Like, this is a worldwide phenomenon. Reason why, they've been trying to cancel us for white chicks, make us apologize for white chicks. When you tell a joke, a good joke, the people you make fun of laugh the loudest.
Mm-hmm.
You know who loves white chicks?
White chicks.
Mm-hmm. Love white chicks. And we know that what we would do with a sequel, and we know how funny it would be, but it's not something that you're going to do. I ain't doing that for nothing.
We appreciate you for joining us this morning. Tell us about Headliners one more time.
Yes, Headliners comes out April 21st. It's really funny. It's a comedy special on HBO Max. My tour, Microphone Fiend, kicks off April 30th at the Netflix is a Joke Festival in L.A. at the Palace Theater. Get your tickets ASAP because they're running short, and I only got one show only. And then the next night is going to be my brother Damon. So we're going back-to-back at the Palace Theater. And then check out Bel-Air and pray for black peace and black sanity, man, there all over the United
States. Microphone Fiend was my favorite song by Rakim, too.
That's why I love it. That's why I love it.
All right.
And that's why I am a Microphone Fiend. And P.T.I., keep doing it, brother. Don't let them niggas discourage you. And I told him, you know what I'm going to do? He's doing comedy. I said, I'm going to put out a rap album.
Don't do it.
No, why not?
Let me hear you spit some bars.
Give me a beat.
Envy beatbox. Envy know how to beatbox.
Nigga sitting here with dildos. I've been nice all this time. And you like, oh, still though?
Oh,
come on. It's real though.
Rhyme dildo is still though.
Oh, give me the molly.
Okay.
But I popped them like pills though.
Ooh.
Oh, black privilege. Where's that black nigga? He ain't here no more. Pull a trigger. That nigga vanish. God damn it.
Did you kill him?
I see something mean. I'm bringing the pain. I lost the beat.
That's
ways,
great.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Red Table Talk.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
So the premiere of season 5 of Red Table Talk opened up with a title card that said, considering all that has happened in the last few weeks, the Smith family has been focusing on deep healing. Some of the discoveries around our healing will be shared at the table when the time calls. Until then, the table will continue offering itself to powerful, inspiring, and healing testimonies like that of our incredibly impressive first guest, by the way, who is Janelle Monáe. And you know, I think anybody with the Pulse loves Janelle Monáe. So here Janelle Monáe is talking about coming out to her family.
My whole family is church.
Yeah.
Church. And I'm just like, well, what does it mean to go against your whole family on this thing?
Yeah.
But I was ready.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? If they don't love me, don't call me asking me for no money. You will not get my LGBTQIA plus
money.
Don't call me. How about that?
Yeah.
And I think that still, some of them still are like, but let me be quiet because I might need some. Seriously, you got to love our people.
Exactly.
You got to love our people.
Absolutely.
My sister knew already because I've been in monogamous relationships.
Yeah.
I've been in polyamorous relationships.
Right.
Wow. But I knew that I couldn't be a little punkin. I had to be where I was.
Well, she's absolutely right. I'm sure they probably taped that before the incident, you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have these all booked up. Now, in addition to that, she talks about being non-binary.
I feel like God is so much bigger than
man
the
or
he
woman.
Or the she.
She
it's
yes.
like
you're right.
It's like something, and if I am from God, I am everything.
Yeah.
I am everything, but I will always stand with women.
Yeah,
I will always stand with black women, but I just see everything that
beyond,
I am.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Beyond the binary. When I see people, I see your energy first. I don't see like how you identify.
Totally.
And I feel like that opens you up to fall in love with
with whomever.
With any beautiful spirit.
Yeah. All right, Janelle Monáe.
I understand what everybody says when they have the non-binary conversation. And when you talk about, you know, God is bigger than just man and woman, but isn't God just bigger than humans too? I mean, he created everything. Or he, she created everything.
Correct.
Or what? I don't even know what. God created everything. Every living thing on this planet. So why do we just say, you know, why do we just leave it at just humans when it comes to the non-binary thing?
Okay.
Don't try to confuse me.
What do you mean?
I'm lost. Go ahead.
All right, let's talk about Black China. You know,
I wanted to be Teen Wolf when I was younger. Okay, right. I was howling in third grade.
I believe you.
You should.
All right, Black China appeared in court for day two of her $300 million trial against the Kardashian-Jenner family. A lot is going on here. Now, Black China's lawyer shocked the court. She revealed that Kris Jenner called her in a private message to producers. And there's also some emails that they are saying that Kris Jenner, I guess, was calling Black China ghetto and, you know, things like that. Because, you know, Black China's whole issue is that her show got canceled. It was already greenlit for a season two, her and Rob Kardashian's show. But according to Black China's claims, she's saying they used their influence to cancel that show. And they argue that they are trying to protect Rob Kardashian from an abusive relationship. Now, Black China is suing for $40 million for loss of earnings and more than $60 million in future earnings. She claims they used their power to tarnish her reputation and to prevent financial opportunities. They have then since turned around and filed their own lawsuit against Black China. Some of the things that they are saying is that Black China was threatening Rob Kardashian, and that at one point she had a gun, took the gun off of the dresser in their bedroom and put it on him, saying, "If you ever leave me." But she says that the threat wasn't serious and that he found her actions amusing. She said it was not loaded. "I would never shoot Rob or anyone at that. It was just joking, like, ha ha." Now, there was another incident with an iPhone cord that she wrapped around his neck, and she said she just did that jokingly to get his attention while he was playing video games.
Women really be doing and saying things that men would lose their whole livelihood for. Yeah, and the double standard is sickening.
What's funny about pulling up a gun and putting it in somebody's head talking about "don't leave me"?
Come on. Like, imagine any man taking the stand after being accused of putting a gun to a woman's head and being accused of strangling
over
a woman with a phone cord, and your excuse is you're joking?
Over.
Can you imagine?
No, it wouldn't happen. You're joking?
Mm-hmm. We don't play like that.
That gun wasn't loaded? Nope. I'm not. Nope. Mm-mm.
All right. In addition, you know, Tokyo Toni, her Black China's mom, is not allowed in the courtroom. And they said that they feel threatened by her. And here's a video of Tokyo Toni talking about being in court.
This is funny.
Kris had on a crusty ass tan suit with one button. None of the bitches had shirts under their belt. It was horrible. It looked like they dead, and they paced the and spackled it out, dips and curve, like, and dents and okay, I was like, I just, you know, you trying to look, because they right there, it's like, ugh, bitch, I'm with y'all, but bitch, you right here in my face. I was looking, and they was doing everything to look like.
Well, they said when the court started, and they were walking in, she said, "Bring them ugly ducklings in," and that's what got her.
She said they was trying to do everything to look what?
Look away.
Oh.
Well, she said, "Bring the ugly ducklings in."
I thought she said, "Look white."
No, look away while she was looking.
That'd be funny.
I can imagine the Kardashians going to court and looking white as possible. Let me look as white as possible in this courtroom.
All right. Well, that is your rumor reports.
All right. Thank you, Missy. Charlamagne!
Yes.
We're giving that down. Ka-choo.
I need Black China to come to the front of the congregation. We like to have a word with her. It's not really as much about Black China as it is this idea, these double standards that we deal with. But we'll talk about it for after the hour.
All right, we'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
I teamed up with Zyrtec for this allergy relief message. Springtime brings vibrancy to the air and pollen. So I take Zyrtec when allergy symptoms start. Save the tissues and live vibrantly with Zyrtec. Starts working at hour one and stays strong day after day.
WWPR FM HD1 New York.
An iHeart Radio station.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, yeah, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, April 21st goes to Black China. Now, this isn't about Black China as much as it is about double standards. Now, if you haven't heard, Black China is suing the Kardashian-Jenners for $40 million for loss of earnings and more than $60 million and future earnings. She claims they use their power to tarnish her reputation and prevent financial opportunities. Well, the Kardashians are rebutting Blac Chyna's claims that they used their influence to cancel her and Rob's show on E! Instead, they are arguing that they were trying to protect Rob from an abusive relationship. I don't know what's true and what's not true. Okay, that's why they have court cases, so both sides can be heard, all evidence presented, and from that, the court decides the fate of the case. I personally wasn't paying this case any attention until yesterday, when I read something on page 6 of the New York Post that got my attention, and the headline reads, Blac Chyna claims she was just joking when she put gun to Rob Kardashian's head. Hey, you got me with that headline. Okay, now I have to take time out of my day to see what this is all about. Okay? And this is what I read. According to the New York Post, during her court appearance in L.A. yesterday, Blac Chyna was asked about the abuse allegations that were originally made by her ex-fiancé Rob Kardashian in April 2020. Now, what are those allegations? I had to go back and look these up, too, because I simply never saw this. But Rob Kardashian claimed in a court filing back in 2020 that Blac Chyna pointed a gun at him multiple times on December 14, 2016. He also alleges that on the same night of the gun being pointed at him, he claimed Blac Chyna attempted to choke him with an iPhone cord. Well, that brings us all back to yesterday when Blac Chyna was asked about those allegations during her court appearance. Well, what did she say? Let's go to ABC 7 Eyewitness News for a report, please.
So much of this case seems to hinge on 2 days in mid-December 2016. They just found out they were renewed for a second season. She claims late that night that they were messing around with each other. At some point, she wanted him to pay attention to her, so she pulled an iPhone charging cord around his neck while he was playing video games. She also admits to holding a gun that she says was left on the nightstand in their bedroom every day as a way to kind of normalize it. And she says that she was showing it off while on FaceTime with his friends. She testified it wasn't loaded, and again, that was all part of them messing around and for fun. Escalated throughout the night when Chyna says Rob was accusing her of cheating and ended with them having to be separated the next day. That paraphrased timeline is important because the defense is trying to convince the jury that the reason why Rob and Chyna's second season was canceled was not over defamation. It's because they didn't want any of that kind of behavior on their show.
Blac Chyna accused of putting a gun to Rob Kardashian's head and strangling him with an iPhone cord, and the response is she was joking. It was just in fun. Did I hear that right? Excuse me, say what? Play that again, please, that one clip.
They were messing around with each other. At some point, she wanted him to pay attention to her, so she pulled an iPhone charging cord around his neck while he was playing video games. She also admits to holding a gun that she says was left on the nightstand in their bedroom every day as a way to kind of normalize it. And she says that she was showing it off while on FaceTime with his friends. She testified it wasn't loaded, and again, that was all part of them messing around and for fun.
Blac Chyna, fire your attorneys. Fire your lawyer. If the Kardashians are alleging that they were trying to protect Rob from an abusive relationship, and your response to allegations of abuse is that you were joking and just having fun, and your lawyers thought that was okay for you to say, then I need you to know that your lawyers suck. Okay, you are dealing with the family of Robert Kardashian, who people say was one of the best criminal attorneys to ever exist. He was one of the attorneys who helped OJ win his case. You are suing these people for $100 million. Okay, it's big money at stake here. You knew, that Rob made these allegations 2 years ago. 2 years ago, your lawyer tried this excuse and said Rob also admitted that he never feared for his life and actually thought it was funny. Okay, when Chyna teased him while holding Rob's unloaded gun, to which Rob Kardashian replied, I did not think that Chyna's threats and physical attacks were funny or a joke. And of course, I never consented to her violently attacking me or threatening to harm me. He said, I believe that she could kill me intentionally or because she was in such a drunken high state that she could slip up and shoot me accidentally. He said this 2 years ago. Okay, 2 years ago. And yesterday in court, the best you can come up with is we were just having fun. We were joking. You stuck to that? Once again, I don't know what's true or what's not true. I just know that I, with the common sense and discernment God has given me, know that replying with, I was just joking, to these types of allegations is probably a surefire way to lose the case. But as I said at the beginning of this, I want to discuss double standards for a second. And double standards are why we can't truly progress as a society, because nobody is consistent. Okay, in this case, a woman has said something that a man would be crucified for. Imagine any man taking the stand after being accused of putting a gun to a woman's head and being accused of strangling a woman with a phone cord and replying to those allegations by simply saying, I was joking. Okay? Forget the court of law for a second. The court of public opinion would convict him and want him executed by fire. firing squad the same exact day. This is why a lot of people really don't understand right from wrong anymore, because we are a society that rewards bad behavior, and we have selective morals and very, very, very flexible principles, okay? Abuse is wrong across the board, no matter who is doing the abusing. But I can't tell, because there is selective outrage always based on who is the accused individual, okay? All of this insincere moralizing people do about certain issues, the lack of consistency in regard to what people get upset about. Folks will write think pieces with not much thought put into them about how problematic a TV show is or a movie or a song, but where are the think pieces on us not being consistent as a society in regard to the double standards like this? Once again, imagine for one second, a man being accused of putting a gun to a woman's head and then strangling her with an iPhone cord, and his response to that being, "I was just joking. I was just having fun." Joking with Trin, fun with Trin. You would see all of these tweets about how the Rob Kardashian Black China case shows how anti-women men really are. I guarantee Protect Black Women with Trin, because it would be a few hundred thousand men don't protect black women tweets. I'm a stern believer that if you want to be taken serious, be consistent, because a lack of consistency brings on a lack of interest. And I believe the reason people don't really have interest in a woman saying she's joking in regard to being accused of pointing a gun at a man and strangling him is because of the lack of consistency we have as a society when it comes to who we decide to get backlash to and outrage to. Because it shouldn't be about the who, it should be about the what, okay? That's why it shouldn't be backlash towards individuals, it should be backlash towards ideologies. But we live in an era where we are more concerned about who did it as opposed to what they did, and that's why women really be saying things that men would lose their whole livelihood for, and nobody seems to care. Please give Black China the biggest hee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is YouGod.
YouGod, what's up? What's your question for Yee?
YouGod?
Yeah.
So, from Wu-Tang?
Yes, YouGod. Nah, not at all. From the South Bronx.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm in this relationship, right? And I've been in a relationship for about 9 months. You know, everything is lovey-dovey, peachy. You know what I'm saying? And, I give leeway. You know what I'm saying? But now... She, you know how you say that the saying goes, you give a finger, they take an arm? You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to, like, so listen, be easy. You know, we all good. You know, I ain't into nothing else. Like, you know what I'm saying? So what can I tell her? Because I try to tell her, like, yo, be easy. And she don't even, like...
Like, give me an example of what she does.
She'll be like, babe, wear this. No, wear this. You see, you don't want to wear this? Things like that. You know what I'm saying? Order this. Oh, I don't want you to eat chicken. I want you to eat salmon.
Okay.
Things like that. You
so she's saying? Trying to be too controlling.
Too very controlling.
And how do you respond?
Okay.
You just say okay.
Okay. I say okay because I don't want the back and forth. I don't want to get in. I had too many problems, so I don't even to alleviate all the problems and the headaches. I let it be. You know.
You know, you can't do that because it bothers you, right? And it's. Still early in the relationship and you're really setting the standard for what your relationship will be like, and if you want it to be successful and there's something that bothers you, you have to address it or she'll think you're okay with it.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't know, I just don't want to ruin the relationship because I really like the woman, you know, we good, you know, everything is good, you know what I'm saying, and I don't want to ruin this, you know.
Well, you maybe but you shouldn't hey. Don't say okay when she tells you to do something that you don't want to do.
Okay.
See, you just did it to me. No, but seriously, you have to, you know, and you don't have to do it in a mean way. You can just, if she tells you, look, I don't want you to get chicken, get the salmon. You can say, actually, I'm going to have the chicken today. Sheesh, you know, why don't you have the chicken too? Like, you got to, but you can't just let this continue to go on. You got to speak up for yourself now. And you got to let her know, you know, if it's something that bothers you, you should tell her. You should be like, look, I love... you know, the time that we've been spending together. I could see a future for us, but you gotta just give me a little bit of space for me to make my own decisions about things that I want to do.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I say one more thing before y'all let me go?
Yep.
It's the Charlemagne the God. You know what I'm saying? At first, I didn't really like Charlemagne, but as I, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. You know what I'm saying? And every time I listen to Charlemagne, he sounds just like me. Leonard, I'm 43 years old too. You know what I'm saying? And you so correct, man. I respect you and I love you, brother. Word up.
Love you,
man. All right, well, thank you. Good luck with everything. Speak up for yourself.
Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club in the morning. I'ma
keep it real with you. Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Ye.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Mika. I'm calling you because I have a question.
Okay.
So my question is, I would like to know if I should move on or stay in this relationship. I've been married for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Now, my husband, he's trying to let the kids come in between us. And it's causing a huge problem where it's even affecting the way I even function at work because I can't take this. I can't deal with it.
So what's happening?
The thing is, we petitioned for kids from the Caribbean, and two of the kids are mine. My son is an adult. My daughter, she is a teenager. Mm-hmm. Now, his kids are two grown adults in their 20s. And his daughter is messing around with a married man. And because I opened my mouth to say it's not right, then that's where the problem started. And you can talk to them about everything and nothing at all because they are, you know, they gather the feelings and they are all not talking to nobody in the house. It's like a splitting. Now he comes to bed, he doesn't talk to me. He sleeps on one side of the bed, don't even say anything. He doesn't want to talk, he doesn't want to say anything. And anytime you try to, you know, explain things to him to say, listen, we have to get this resolved at the table. At the beginning, had he sat down with us and say, you know, introduce himself as the man of the household, we had a B household, and introduce the kids to me, and I do the same. My kids aren't disrespectful to him, but his kids, they don't know their boundaries, and it's causing a problem.
Right. And his kids are grown, right? You said they're grown in their 20s?
Yeah, they're in their 20s, and they're both working, and I'm like, listen, I think the adult kids should go on their own, and he's having a problem with that. Well, all the kids should go on their own, including your daughter, who's a teenager, and it's crazy.
So his kids live in the house with you?
Yes.
So, wait a second. They live there, so where's the mom?
The mother, for them, she resides in another state.
Okay. So he's taking care of those those grown kids with jobs do need to find a place to live, and they should want to.
Exactly. But they don't want to because they feel like whatever position the father accumulate with me, I think that's what's causing the problem. I never had a conversation with these kids to say, I bought this house myself. My husband and I did it together. Now they sit at the table, they tell a lie on me that I said that I bought my house by myself. So it's like a position fight. But I think the bad is on me because had I did my foundation work in the get-go, from the start, it would have been a different approach.
You know, it's never too late to repair a relationship, though. And it feels like the issues don't stem from how you guys feel about each other. It stems from other people. And it's stressful when you have people living in the house under your roof, grown adults, not just, you know, young children, but you have grown adults living with you, whether it's grown kids or people's parents. Sometimes that really does interfere with the dynamics of how you guys relate to each other. And it feels like it's not possible for y'all to come to any type of resolution within each other. It feels like you need somebody to come in and mediate the situation who has nothing to do with it. So that way everybody has a chance to voice their opinion, and then you can find out the right tools that you guys need to be able to cohabitate.
And I totally agree with you. But when I bring that to him, he's like, no, the third party has more problem than I do.
What?
That's what he says. So what I get from him, it's like, when I did my research, it's like the narcissistic behavior. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it's driving the whole entire household crazy.
Yeah, he's got to make some effort and meet you halfway, you know, and...
Oh, yeah.
And so I think, and you said you've already done your research, because once you have a person in place, that, and maybe that's something that you start doing on your own first, right? Maybe
I am doing it. I do it every week.
Okay. And so is that helping you?
It's helping me, and it's also allowing me to, like, break away. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you the honest truth. I'm breaking away because I'm taking myself out of the situation.
Right.
More than going deeper into the relationship, because now it's like I'm losing feelings, everything, and it's just going into the garbage.
Right.
So I told him, I said, I think this is time for us to move on. I asked him to get out of the bedroom because we have an additional bedroom that he could be living in. He doesn't want to get out of this place. He's like, yeah, call the cops. When you call the cops, that's the time I'm getting out.
Wow.
When I call the cops, I'm not getting out.
You know, it's just, it sounds terrible that he's not trying to work with you.
Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to tell him. I'm saying, listen, he doesn't do anything. We don't do anything together. We don't go out. We don't do anything. And the more you ask him to do, he doesn't want to. I send multiple reservations and I have to call him and cancel it. It's very embarrassing. I have to ask my friends to tell him to book a reservation for that date. Put that date on his calendar to be off, even for my birthday. He doesn't care.
You know, it might be that he's also just taking advantage of a situation where he doesn't believe that you would ever leave him. And sometimes,
exactly. Mm-hmm. The therapist told me the same thing.
Yeah. And so, you know, it might be that you have to really start taking those steps to figure out what you need to do for yourself and for your kids in the future, because this doesn't sound like a great environment for you guys to be in.
Exactly. I can't stand it.
Okay.
I cannot.
You know, and at times you have to be selfish and put yourself first, especially when you've done everything that you can and someone's not willing to meet you halfway.
Exactly. So I'm going to say this to you because this is what he said to me. I said to him one day I went to work, because I'm the woman who will rush home from work, make sure I prepare dinner. The house is always clean. Everything's always up to par. And I go out and sometimes I do overnight shifts and sometimes I work because I work a full-time day job. And sometimes I'll work 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. to make sure that we have everything under control. Now, one evening I came home and I said, it would have been nice if you had prepared dinner. He goes, if you don't know your wife's duties, you need to go back and ask your mom what they are.
Wow.
This is very rude.
He's very disrespectful.
Yes, very disrespectful. And he doesn't watch what he says. He calls everybody an idiot, even including me, or a fool.
Well, listen, just from having this conversation with you, I can hear how stressed out and how you've reached your limit. So if I were you, I'd be making those plans. And unless he can work on himself, and maybe he can't do that with you guys in the same space, and maybe he just needs to be able to hit that rock bottom situation of you actually, you know, being serious about leaving the relationship and taking those steps, that might be what it takes for him to finally realize that he's got to do some work. And if it doesn't, then you know what your answer is.
Okay, great. And let me ask you this question, because this is my concern. This is one concern, too, because I don't trust him anymore. And his baby mother went to his house that he has in the Caribbean and invade the space that I am going. Because when I go there, I go to that house. And his sister resides there. She wasn't at the she wasn't at the house when the baby mother came there. The kid doesn't reside there anymore. So the sister took the baby mother to his house. And I wasn't liking that, you know?
Right.
And I said to him, why she has to do that? I said, I don't think she respects you or the relationship that you have with me, the marriage you have with me, because she wouldn't have let that happen.
Right. I mean, look, it feels like he's just disrespectful and doing what he wants.
Yes, because right now I told him, I said, I will never go back there. Never.
Yeah.
I'm not lowering my standard to go back there. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you guys definitely have hit a wall. You know what you need to do.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, I'm praying for you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. All right, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about Remy Ma. She talks about one song that she was on that could make her financially good for the rest of her life if she never did anything else.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, so I had a chance to sit down with Remy Ma on my new podcast with Acorns called The Come Up, and we were talking about finances, and what she had to say was pretty interesting to me about how she got on the song Lean Back. She wasn't originally on it, and how much money she makes from it.
When Lean Back came out, I didn't even have a record deal.
Wow.
Like, we were in
Florida. We were in Miami. We were at Khaled's house working on the Terrace Y album. And Fat Joe was the only one on the record. And he had three verses on it. And I was in the studio and I was like, let me hear what Joe was in here doing last night. And the song comes, I'm like,
I'm on
what?
It.
What? Hold on. The engineer, I took all the weed that I had. Like, listen here, this is all I got. Take him off of the second verse and let me put mine's in. And if he loves it, it stays. If he doesn't, put the other one back. After that was what happened with Lean Back. If I never did probably another record in my life, I would be good off of my royalties from Lean Back.
Yeah, Lean Back gets played everywhere. Every basketball game, every football game.
Monster.
The Super Bowl.
Global monster.
Yes, it is.
In addition, she talks about when she went to jail, she didn't have anything that was in her name. And so when she came home, she likes to buy things cash, including homes. Here's what she had to say.
The first property I bought my mom's house before I even bought my house. And I paid for it in cash. She didn't have a mortgage. You know, it felt really good to not have that bill over your head. Like, now, the only possible way that anything can happen, I guess you don't pay the taxes, and I think you probably have to do that for a really, really long time.
Like, we're
going
to take care of this.
Before, you know, you are in jeopardy of losing your home. But that was my thing, like, not having a bill. Like, I know people that have lived in their houses 20 years and still don't own it. By the time you finish paying off this house, you could have bought a whole nother house.
You know, some people feel like they'd rather have that cash on hand and they'll get a mortgage because then they can invest in other things. But I think her circumstances is what led her to say, I'm not going to do anything unless I can pay for it.
I agree with her. I mean, that sense of security to have your home paid off is probably second to none. So I understand why she would feel like that, especially if you are a person that has had things taken from you. Like, you want that one asset that, you know, you don't ever want to experience that, like homelessness.
Yeah.
Or, you know, not having a place to stay.
But you still got to pay your taxes and in your insurance, which sometimes can be
absolutely
high. But yeah. I always tell people, it depends on your situation, because I always tell people, I sometimes you'd rather have that money and invest in other things, and that investment could pay for that mortgage and other things.
Well, I have a mortgage on one of my homes.
Dropping the clues bombs for Remy Ma, man. I posted yesterday, maturing is when you know you can beat somebody's ass, but don't. And I put the caption, you know, somebody needed to hear this today. And Remy left a comment and said, you got my number. You could have just called me directly. So choose peace, Remy. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, she has her Chrome 23 All Women's Battle Rap League. Mm-hmm. And so she invested all her own money in that. And like she said, she doesn't like to gamble. And so nothing is a sure thing. But when you believe in something so passionately, it is important to put your own money into it. All right. Now, Viola Davis, she was on Oprah and Viola, a Netflix special event where she sat down with Oprah and talked about all different kinds of things, including the prayer that she said to God that helped her get her man, Julius Tenen. Here's what she had to say.
And you actually got on your knees and you asked God for. And I did. I said, I want a big black man from the South who's probably been married before, has kids, because I don't want any pressure in that department. Someone who's maybe been an actor who understands the artistic community. Someone who goes to church and loves God. I said, if you give me that, I'll start going to church, God. I really will. And 3.5 weeks later, I met Julius from Texas, ex-football player, been married, raised his children on his own, was an actor, invited me to church. I thought to myself, whoa.
Now, Charlamagne, you did a similar prayer, correct?
I actually did, because I'm a Cancer, you know what I'm saying? And Viola Davis is from South Carolina like me. So, you know, we throw our prayers up in the air and they do get answered. I've always wanted a wife. I always wanted that one partner to do, you know, this life thing with. So, yes, I asked for that when I was very, very young. And I got it very, very young. And me and the wife been riding out ever since. So, yes. I did have a similar prayer, just different genders.
All right. And the Obamas are leaving their Spotify deal. They're looking for a podcast deal somewhere else now. Their contract with that service, streaming service, expires this year. So they want limited episodes and wide distribution. So I know a lot of people are in negotiations. And
hi, Adam Charlemagne.
Trying to talk to them. I believe iHeart is already speaking to them, too.
You think they not?
Yeah, they already said it in the article.
You think they not?
Charlamagne, you holler. You want his number, Charlamagne?
No, that's not. I know that's not in the Black Effect budget. I'm not even going down that road. Like, let iHeart do that.
All right. Well, we'll see where they end up. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Up next is the People's Choice Mix. Get your request in right now. Again, shout to everybody that ordered the book, pre-ordered it, picked it up from Barnes & Noble's, or wherever you buy books. I appreciate it so much. Real life, real love is opening up a lot of conversations.
We appreciate it. And I'm, me, you, and Gia.
appreciate this.
Stop with that bromance. Okay.
That's what you call a thruple.
I don't know what it's called.
It's called a thruple. And Gia said it turns her on when you guys...
She was joking.
Oh.
I don't like how the book edited, you know, the fact that I haven't orgasmed in 12 years either.
Okay.
Envy, answer this question. Have you made me orgasm in 12 years?
I have not, sir.
Okay.
Well, so, you guys need to learn each other better.
Have you made me orgasm in the last 12 years, sir?
No, but I haven't tried.
What's wrong with you, man?
You always trying with me, okay?
Stop it, man.
He's your favorite bottom.
But pick as long as you know who the bottom is in this relationship, ye. Okay?
Pick up the book when you can, and we'd love to talk
you said
about
thick
it.
Up.
No, I didn't say thick up. I said pick up.
I said get me off your mind. That's what I thought you said. Thick up. Boy, you thick up now.
No, I didn't say thick up. I said pick up. Yo, this is getting awkward and uncomfortable, man. I can't even write a book to try to talk about open up relationships and talk about different
things. Open relationships. So you guys are in a thruple.
You're trying to jump right in all the time. You are freaky and kinky.
Oh, man.
Well, at least Gia is okay with what y'all do in here. Brushing up against each other, going through the...
That's never happened.
Revolving door together in the same...
That happened once.
That's never happened.
That did happen.
But I'm going to tell you something. Real life, real love. Life lessons on joy, pain, and the magic that keeps us together. You can't really ask for a better rollout this weekend.
You can't.
You really can't. I haven't heard about any other book, and there's some other books that dropped.
Wait till they read that pain chapter about you and Envy.
Oh, man. Nah, I mean, we're super duper happy. I mean, like I said, it's a lot of people are calling and asking about the book and asking them for advice, so we're grateful. I mean, I know a lot of it's jokes, but we are absolutely positively grateful.
And hey, y'all bled on those papers. But that's what happens, though. When you really...
You say you bled on the paper. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, my
that
God.
That is a figure of speech.
Oh, my God. I've never heard
use.
That.
That is a figure of speech that authors use. You bled on the
on
pages
the
of those books.
Crazy. So you bleed on those sheets?
You bled on the pages of those books, and, you know, that resonates with people. That's all.
My goodness. All right. Mix up next, y'all.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
If you're a true music lover, you live for that connection with your favorite music and artists. Now, thanks to One Of and the NFT revolution, that connection is about to get much deeper. Learn more about One Of, the new green NFT platform built for the music community at oneof.com.
Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right. Now, again, I just want to say a salute to everybody that picked up the book. I'm so grateful, so thankful. Real Life, Real Love is in stores right now. Pick it up. Great read. Perfect for Mother's Day. Perfect for Father's Day. So definitely pick up the book.
Yes. And also, shout out to Marlon Wayans.
That's right, for stopping through.
Yes, he has on HBO Max starting today. Headliners is out, so you guys can watch that. He's actually opening up for some of these comedians. So, and Shantae Wayans is on there, his niece.
Okay.
So that's dope.
Okay.
And I also want to shout out the women on the For Colored Girls who have considered suicide when the rainbow is enough. If you guys love Broadway plays, if you come to New York to see a Broadway play, make sure y'all check that out.
And listen, I really want to salute the good sister Tiffany Haddish, man. And the reason I want to salute Tiffany Haddish is because Tiffany had that idea to do, you know, She Ready on Netflix a few years ago. And, you know, it was her introducing, you know, four or five different comedians that we've all, you know, grown to love, from Flame Monroe to, you know, Ida Rodriguez. And then she's done it a couple times. And then Netflix, you know, did it with Dave Chappelle, and Chappelle did it with, you know, Earthquake and Donnell Rollins. So now you see Marlon Wayans doing it with headliners because he's got Tony Baker. He's got his niece Shantae on there. So I just like the fact that, you know, that opened the door for all of these networks to say, you know what, let's get these comedians who we know people love and let them introduce other people for us to love. So, I mean, that to me, man, is what the game is all about. So, salute to Tiffany Haddish for opening those doors.
Absolutely. All right, when we come back, we got the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yes, indeed. And also, I want to shout out to Acorns. I just started my series with them. It's called The Come Up, where we're talking about finances, people's emotional connections with money, also with investing. These are important conversations, so make sure y'all check that out.
All right. Well, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do. You know, during Donkey of the Day, I was talking about consistency, man, and I just want to reiterate that point. If you want to be taken seriously, be consistent, because where there is a lack of consistency, chaos lives.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love, in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.